Let's go to Ukraine and Joseph Lindsley. Joe, hello to you. And it seems like everybody knows that these referendums that Russia put forward are just a sham. But will it have any effect? Are you worried about that? Are the people there concerned?
Yeah, Bob, good afternoon from Lviv. And, you know, I mean, it is such an obvious sham. That, you know, for example, we've seen plenty of videos of soldiers bringing pollsters door to door, pounding on people's door, demanding that they vote. And I was looking a little bit into the history of this, and it's really nothing new for Russia. I mean, back in the days of the Soviets, they would have similar, you know, sort of fake votes. And I think even if the Kremlin, you know, I think the Kremlin has to realize that the world knows that this is a sham. But part of the strategy is to break people's spirits, and to, you know, just imagine you're living in this occupied city, and they pound on your door until you say yes, I'll be part of Russia. And so there's a huge, even at a micro level, a psychological element to break the spirits of individual people, Ukrainians living in these cities. But then on the macro level, you know, Russia, you know, sort of in their brazenness, which we've seen, you know, I mean, if you remember in the weeks before the war, when the Russian foreign minister, for example, was speaking throughout Europe and was saying, you know, oh, we're not going to invade Ukraine. I mean, you know, completely brazen. And so in the same attitude there, Russia will use this to claim that this is now, these places are now Russian territory, and that any, you know, so any Western weapons that are used against this territory will be pretext for some greater escalation of the war. Mm-hmm. And so, there's a lot of concern. And I think right now, even though in the East and the South, there still is, you know, there's still the nightly shelling that's been happening. Generally, things are pretty quiet throughout Ukraine right now. In Lviv, we have not had an air alarm in some significant time. And there's a sense, what is Putin thinking? What is he preparing right now in this moment? And there's two big developments at the moment. One, on the positive side from Ukraine, when I spoke to you all back in late June, I talked to you about the fall of the city of Severodonetsk. And then a few days later, the city right across the river, Lysychansk, fell. And in those days, it seemed like every week a new Ukrainian city was going to fall into Russian hands. But that didn't happen. It was right about that point at the end of June, early July, where Ukrainians, with the help of these long-range Western weapons, were able to stop the Russians. And they held the line all summer. And now, after that Kharkiv offensive a couple weeks ago, today the big news is that this town about 30 miles from that city of Severodonetsk that fell in June, this little town called Lyman, is surrounded by Ukrainian forces. It's a key rail supply position for the Russians. And so we see that even though we're waiting to see what kind of chess move Putin might make and with nuclear options or whatever else, Ukrainians are continuing to take back territory methodically, little by little.
That is good to hear. Also of concern today, the story about the leaks found in two Russian undersea gas pipelines to Europe. Is the thinking there that the Russians are responsible for this?
Yeah, and it was in the past day or so, Denmark's military and Sweden's military observed at least two major gas leaks in the Nord Stream pipeline, which goes from through the Baltic Sea, from Russia to Germany. And I think most people are thinking this is sabotage by the Russians trying to further destabilize energy supplies in Europe, perhaps to weaken support, you know, especially among Germans. To weaken support for Ukraine. But then there's another interesting theory because also this week there was a big ceremony among Northern European countries preparing that in late October, there will be a new gas pipeline from Norway to Poland. And the idea here is that, you know, to make countries less reliant on Russian gas. And some are wondering if this leak in the pipeline from Russia to Germany, if it was created by the Russians, is a warning that, hey, we could attack your other pipelines. You know, and it's really, it's a terrorist attack, perhaps, and a threat to the world. So there's a lot of concern about that.
It's an escalating energy war, and it hits us here with the increase in gas prices. Let me end on a positive note here, Joe. Email from Natalie. Hello, Bob. Wondering if you could relay this to your listeners. It's a great event, and please let Joe know about this. Thanks for speaking with him. You have a lot of Ukrainian Americans who listen to your program. We appreciate your concern for Ukraine. Slava Ukraini. And Natalie sends a note about a must-see, one-of-a-kind exhibit for children and adults at the Ukrainian National Museum. It's a diorama exhibition of Ukrainian folktales going on through October 9th at the Ukrainian National Museum at 2249 West Superior Street in Chicago. And that sounds like something a lot of people will be interested in seeing. And as you have beautifully pointed out, Joseph, that is a culture to be admired there in Ukraine, isn't it?
Absolutely. And whenever someone says Slava Ukraini, the response is Heroyam Slava. So I must reply to Natalie that way. And yeah, and I think this, you know, the folk tales, a lot of those, you know, they come from centuries of struggle, you know, and there were, whether it was against the Mongol invasions or the Ottoman Turks or the Russians. So those folk tales are quite relevant today. And, you know, I haven't seen it, but there's this, you know, Amazon series about the Lord of the Rings. I forget what it's called, but it seems to be quite popular. But the Ukrainians are living this real life, like kind of folktale battle between good and evil. If anyone has a chance to attend that in Chicago, I think it could be a very enriching experience. But those tales are really, you know, remind how people through the centuries are striving for freedom. And this is a very, all those tales come from the real life battles that we're seeing unfold right now here in Ukraine.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Joseph. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thank you, Bob.